Over at Myers Gamble's, you know Shane. No frills here. He's got over 100 recliners and a great selection of living room furniture. Since he finally has some stuff for people to buy, Shane thought, why not say thank you for sticking with us through the nutty corona craziness? It's time to spin the wheel at Gamble's in Lander. Let's have some fun. It's simple. Come into Gamble's and find some living room furniture that you love. We ring it up. You spin the wheel. The wheel has anything from 5% to 30% off. Then we take that off your bill and you go home happy. We can deliver it for you if you'd like. That's free, by the way, within a 30-mile radius. And that includes Riverton. Here's another cool thing. Shane has put one single spot on the wheel with $500 off your total. Once somebody gets it, it's gone. With living room options from great made in the USA brands like Southern Motion, England, Lazy Boy, and Flexsteel, you won't leave disappointed with your selection. Stop into Gamble's at 420 West Main in Lander. Hey, turn around, shop in town.
Keeping the community connected through conversation and coffee. This is Coffee Time. Coffee Time is made possible by Palace Pharmacy, the White Buffalo Recovery Program, Flat Stick Bar and Grill, Impact 307, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, and the Lander Chamber of Commerce. To be a guest or connect with the show, email vince@county10.com. And now, from the KOVE studio, here's Vince Tropea.
Good morning, Lander, Wyoming, Fremont County, and all of our listeners. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE, 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. It's 9:30 in the AM, which means you're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea, and we are here again on another beautiful Friday. Pat yourselves on the back and be mindful of these minor accomplishments. You did it. You made it. You got through the week. Get ready to enjoy the weekend and catch up on some sleep or work around the house to feel extra productive. But no matter what, get some relaxation where you can this weekend. We've got a great show in store for you today to help you ease into the weekend on a relaxing note. Ari Camille is here to talk about the Lander Community Concerts Association, about an awesome upcoming performance of The Great Gatsby from the Aquila Theater Company taking place at LVHS next Tuesday, which was facilitated by the LCCA. The company originates from London, but is traveling all the way from NYC for Tuesday's performance, so you don't want to miss out on that or the interview with all of the details coming up in just a moment. But first, a quick weather update. According to the National Weather Service in Riverton, today and tomorrow, most of the county will see above normal temperatures and mostly sunny conditions. Expect high temperatures around the upper 40s to lower 50s, with things a little cooler in Dubois around 41 degrees. Lows should be in the upper 20s for most of the county. The NWS in Riverton also shared the following information about incoming winter systems that will be accumulating snow and cooler temperatures to the region. Late Saturday night going into Sunday night and into Monday morning, chances of snow are about 1 to 2 inches, with Lander receiving the most percentage of probability at 47% of getting that 2 inches. So be on the lookout for that, but enjoy the nice weather today and tomorrow while you can. And also at the top of the show, we would like to remind listeners, KOV does have a new show that's airing, Native American Calling, that's going to be airing after Coffee Time. They focus on news, guests, and phone calls regarding Native and Indigenous issues. So stay tuned after Coffee Time and tune in to that. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And as I mentioned before, we're going to be talking to Ari Camille with the LCCA after a quick word from our sponsor.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Get lots of grilling accessories and propane, too, at Lander Ace Hardware, 5th and Main, locally owned and operated.
March is full of madness, and spring is right around the corner. Palace Pharmacy in Lander is locally owned and locally loved. They're a pharmacy. They have gifts, cards, candles, Wyoming jewelry, scarves, and so much more. Easter gnomes and other items are starting to arrive at Palace Pharmacy, plus all kinds of things for the kids. March is full of madness. Spring is right around the corner, and Palace Pharmacy is celebrating. Great decor, gifts, holiday items, and more. Palace Pharmacy, locally owned, locally loved. You can find them at 1255 Main Street in Lander. It's a match made in Lander. Have you been looking to volunteer your time but don't know where to go or whom to contact? Are you a Lander nonprofit organization looking for volunteers? The Lander Chamber of Commerce has the perfect place to come together and connect. In cooperation with the Lander Community Foundation, they're hosting the inaugural Lander Volunteer Fair to connect volunteers with the issues and organizations that matter to them. April 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Lander Community and Convention Center. It's free to the public and only $30 for nonprofits to reserve table. If your business or organization would like to sponsor the inaugural Lander Volunteer Fair, then visit landerchamber.org. April 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Lander Community and Convention Center, the Lander Volunteer Fair.
I'm John Whiteside, CEO of Sage West Healthcare. Today, Sage West Healthcare is here for your health. We've been caring for your family and our community for generations, and time has brought us many changes, but good healthcare remains a priority. So we offer a range of services to help you be your best with the experience and expertise to care for you. Close to home, today and every day. Sage West Healthcare. To learn more, please visit sagewesthealthcare.com.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I teased before the break, we are in studio today with Ari Camille. She's here from the Lander Community Concert Association, also the LCCA, here to talk about an amazing event coming up next weekend. But first off, Ari, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Vince. Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate you coming in today. So can you tell us first a little bit about yourself, your ties to the community, how you got here, and what you do for the LCCA and what they do?
Totally. I've only been in Lander for a year and a half, and I'm so happy to be here. I never thought that I would end up in Wyoming, but I'm originally from California, and I found my way out here because I have a couple of family members, and I wanted to take a little breather when COVID hit, mm-hmm. and, you know, the cities kind of blew up, and everything went a little haywire, and I found so much peace here, and so many cool people. And so many cool opportunities. I'm so happy to be here. So I am the executive director of the Lander Community Concert Association. And I've been in this position since August of 2021, so actually not that long. But it's been such a blast. And I'm so excited to be here sharing our upcoming show and telling you more about the organization. So LCCA, we've actually been around, the organization has been around since 1947, so it is a longstanding performance presenter in Lander. I don't know the exact stats, but one of the oldest in Wyoming, one of the oldest organization, like, nonprofits.
Oh, it has to be. I mean, you said 47?
47.
Yeah, I mean, any of the guests that I've had on here, I haven't heard much of anything that goes back to, that has that much natural history,
right?
And ties to the community, so that's pretty cool.
It is, yeah. It's definitely grown and developed and got its footing in the community and in the state, which is awesome. So we are, like I said, a performance presenting nonprofit. So we bring professional performing arts troupes and groups and organizations into Lander from other states and from other countries even, which
awesome.
Is really cool. Most recently, we had a saxophone quartet from Germany.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Totally. I actually wasn't on board when it got booked, but I know that our wonderful board of directors, they're so awesome about scouting talent. And there are different conferences that happen around the country that bring in, you know, talent from the country and from out of the country. And you can kind of See what sounds good and who, you know, who you want to have in the community. So this Arcus Saxophone Quartet, they are so talented.
Yeah.
I never thought that four saxophones could sound as cool as they do, but
I saw some of the videos of people took videos on their phones of the performance, and it was amazing.
Super, super cool. Very impressive. And they're so German. It was so fun. they're quite a bunch. So that's really awesome. And yeah, we really, so there are like two main facets that set us apart. And we're not the only performance presenter nonprofit in town. You know, there's Lander Presents, of course. Lander Presents really focuses more on musicians, like concert style, you know, concert in the park.
And yours is kind of encompassing a lot more just performance in addition to music. So it could
exactly.
be jugglers, magicians, potentially, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, I believe we've had
juggling
both.
Magicians.
Juggling magicians, all of the above, whatever you didn't think you'd get to see. You know, it exists, I promise you. So we get orchestras and straight plays and musicals and all kinds of stuff. So that's like, yeah, it's a very broad catch-all performance art situation. I know for many years they had like harpists coming in every year and dance and ballet and all this cool stuff. And then the other component of LCCA that is so near and dear to my heart is our outreach in the school system.
That's huge, and that's kind of tying into the event next week, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes and no. A little bit of both. So we work with performing arts in Lander schools called PALS. And we bring, not all of the shows that come to Lander end up doing like outreach in the schools. But for instance, the Arcus Saxophone Quartet, I was lucky enough to be a part of the class that they did, like a master class with the middle school band class, which was so cool.
How much did they love that? Those kids were probably like, wow, this is awesome.
I've never seen middle schoolers pay attention like that. Let me tell you. I was like,
I was a
wow.
middle school teacher, so I know that's
you
very
would
rare.
Know.
Yeah, that is rare.
I was like, wow, it's really quiet in here. Like, this is so cool. And they did a great job. It was such just, oh my goodness. Seeing that caliber of musicianship, like, you know, 10 feet in front of you. And they were like giving a rundown of the history of saxophones and all this like fun, random knowledge that you'd never really have access to or be interested in.
Right. And they wouldn't have had access to unless you guys facilitated that.
Mm-hmm. Which was so cool. And like a treat for me and all the adults, too. It's just like fun. Different performing arts groups have different outreach programs. So sometimes it'll be like a movement workshop. Sometimes it'll just be like a little concert. Sometimes, you know, usually they'll have a Q&A so that the kids can kind of engage with it and see, you know, ask their questions and really feel like a part of what they're experiencing. It's such an awesome opportunity not only to have these shows for the community, of course, you know, for reasonable prices and the caliber of the, what is the word? Talent. The caliber of the talent. Like, it's the kind of talent that you find in big cities.
Well, the caliber and the variety, I think,
yes.
is the big thing, too. I mean, as much as I love Lander and the whole area, I mean, just you can only hear the same bluegrass song so many times at a lot of events. So, I mean, not knocking the bluegrass bands out there, but a little bit of variety goes a long way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you guys have a big event going on next week, and that's going to be at, I think that's what I was trying to get into or trying to make that connection there,
totally.
That there is going to be a performance at LVHS next week, correct?
There is indeed, yes. So our big finale show of our season, which is so exciting, is The Great Gatsby at Lander Valley High School Auditorium, March 22nd. That's this coming Tuesday.
Yeah, it's coming up.
It's coming up. It's right around the corner. So this production company is the real deal. It's going to be so cool. The Aquila Theater Company, and you totally touched on this, they formed in London in the 90s, and then they came to the States to tour and do all this cool stuff. And like, they performed at the White House for both the Bush and Obama administrations.
Oh, wow.
I know. I was like, wow. They performed for the U.S. Supreme Court. Just like all these accolades. They have run like multiple long-standing off-Broadway productions in New York, which is also super cool.
Super cool and not easy. You've got to be a high-caliber talent, like you mentioned before, to be doing that and then touring the country.
The competition is stiff. Like, that is super impressive. And I was putting together the programs yesterday for the show and just kind of looking through the cast bios and, like, the talent on stage. These people have done some really cool stuff. And, like, they're, you know, from all over the country with all different backgrounds, and they've been in all these amazing shows. So, yeah, it's so exciting that they're going to be coming all the way to Lander. I love that so much with their, you know, their crew and their tech and their costumes. And
that's an ambitious production, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not going to be some cardboard slats going up. This is going to be some pretty awesome things we're going to see on Tuesday.
Awesome things, yeah.
How do people get tickets for that?
So you can either order tickets in advance at landerconcerts.org, spelled out just the way it sounds, or you can buy tickets on the night of the performance. So all youth, students and not, ages 18 and under, get in for free. And
awesome.
We really want this to be accessible. You know, we really want students, whether you're in band, choir, theater, whatever it is that your interests are, we want you to come and enjoy professional theater. So please, you know, we encourage you to check it out. It's going to be a blast. And then anyone ages 19 to 25, $10 ticket, and 26 plus, $15 per ticket.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And then will there be tickets on sale the day of then too, I'm assuming, as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I was just thinking, too, if nothing else for students, I mean, you've got to read The Great Gatsby at some point in high school. You might as well go see it, and then you have a better foundation for it. It's like the Cliffs Notes, live Cliffs Notes.
Yeah, it's like Spark Notes.
Exactly.
But way cooler and more interesting.
Way more interesting, exactly. you don't get this type of opportunity that often. So once again, that'll be Tuesday at what time?
It's at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So the show starts at 7. Doors are going to be open at 6.
Okay.
You know, you're welcome. I mean, if you come at 6, you know, you'll have to hang out for a while.
Totally.
But you're welcome to grab tickets and go grab some dinner and then come back. I'll be selling tickets at the door from 6 to 7. And then the show is from 7 to 9-ish. And that's the evening.
Well, you heard it here, listeners. Go check out that show. It's going to be awesome. And, yeah, you're not going to get this. It's a one-night show, right?
It's a one-night show.
One-night show. Go see it on Tuesday. Now, you guys are doing a lot with the LCCA still. I know that's your big final show, but do you have anything else going into the summer season?
Yeah, so we our season is ending on Tuesday with The Great Gatsby. But we are going to be doing a lot of, like, work with the organization in the coming months, which is super exciting. We've got honestly some big changes happening, which is going to be so cool, and I don't want to like share too much too fast, but I do want to say that LCCA is going to see kind of a big makeover, which is super exciting. We're doing some rebranding. We're really getting our footing in the community, and like COVID was hard.
Yeah.
And it was hard for everyone in LCCA. It was really difficult with performance artists canceling, you know, all these tours got canceled, but also, you know, not having a venue and just being safer on COVID and everything.
And then just people just general uncertainty about going to things. So even if you are able to put on the event, let's say if you follow all the guidelines and protocol and everything, people just aren't weren't for a while there as open to going to live events.
Exactly. And totally understandably.
But they're getting out of it now, though.
Right.
That's
right.
The big thing.
Yeah.
That people are ready to go hard this summer.
It's going to be an awesome summer. But yeah, we are ready to regroup and kind of like launch our presence and get a fantastic next season going. Like, it's rolling, things are happening, contracts are being written up and all this cool stuff. So I really encourage everyone to keep updated. Like, follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We are always Lander Community Concerts Association. Our handle is usually a variation of LCCA Wyoming. I can't remember which is which, but if you search it, you'll find us. We will be updating that. We'll be updating our website, and you'll find information about that at landerconcerts.org. So I am so excited. I am so stoked. And I can't wait to, you know, like, see what LCCA is able to bring to the community. Another thing that I want to mention, but also, like, just realize that So Challenge for Charities is coming up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that's going to be a big event this summer, as it always is. Now, technically, we aren't going to be, like, formally accepted into C4C until March 30th. So I'll do, like, a tentative, like, preliminary plug and just say, you know, that's hopefully on the cards. And we will be looking for community support. Okay. And we'll be wanting to do outreach with that and, like, really get community members and other organizations involved. So I just wanted to put that out there and let everyone know that we will be participating, hopefully, in C4C.
And as we get closer to that time, too, if you want to get back on the show to promote, please reach out. We'd love to get that word out there. And then you did mention, too, that people, if anyone is interested in becoming a board member as well, to possibly get in touch.
Yes. Yes. Excellent. So we have a fabulous, wonderful board of directors. And these people are so wonderful. They've been doing it for decades, some of them, which is amazing. But we have a lot of things on the back burner and on our plate that we want to start expanding. And anyway, yes, so we are looking for board members. If you are interested, I mean, really, we are looking for passionate folks who are interested in committing themselves to bringing, you know, what we're talking about, these kinds of performing arts to Lander and making them accessible.
And you never know what type of connections people have in the community. Like, oh, I know a flutist from Bangladesh or something. I'd go to that show. I would watch that in a heartbeat.
Right? How cool is that? Absolutely. So if anybody like has theater experience, that's awesome. I definitely grew up on stage and backstage, and it's helpful, but definitely not a prerequisite. So yeah, specifically if anyone's interested in like tech stuff and what it takes to actually put on the show, but you know, we have need for all kinds of stuff. There's so many components of planning that go into putting a putting on a show like this, from the talent scouting to the contracting to the hospitality and the venue and, you know. So, yes, if anybody is interested in being a board member, please, please, please feel free to reach out to me. My email is lccawyoming@gmail.com. Super simple. Just shoot me a little email and we can start talking and kind of see where your interests lie and where we could plug you in. That would be awesome. And we're also going to be at the Volunteer Expo.
I was just getting ready to say, go to the Volunteer Fair. I was like, this sounds right up your alley. If you're not already going to the Volunteer Fair, go there and that people can connect with you there.
Exactly. So we're going to have a booth April 2nd at the Lander Community Center. Come talk to me. I would love to say hi and we can get people all sorted, and that would be so awesome. We just want to see it flourish, and we want to see the community expanding, and I'm like literally just excited sitting here talking about it. So
well, and then like we said too, I mean, people are ready for it. They've been cooped up, they've been scared, and now that it's not gone or anything, but people are just getting a little bit more open and easing into getting back into the community.
Absolutely.
All right. Was there anything else you wanted to get out to the community before we let you go here today?
You know, I think we hit all the notes.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. Yes.
So bad at making puns, but I had to.
No, you know what? If I could end every segment on a pun, I totally would.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in today. We do really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to go ahead and cut to a quick commercial break. When we come back, some quick bits of local news before we wrap things up for the day.
Livability, opportunity, responsibility. That's who we are at the Lohr Foundation. Hi, I'm Michelle Scudero from the Lohr Foundation in Lander. We work to improve Lander's quality of life through funding and support for public benefit projects. This year, we've been part of projects like the expansion of the Apple Valley School, restoration of the VFW building, and the development of the Lander Art District. If you have an idea for improving the quality of life in Lander, get in touch with us at thelohrfoundation.org.
Do you have a product or business idea, but you're not sure if it's a viable idea and have questions? That's where we come in. Hi, this is Brian Young with Impact 307 in Fremont County. Our goal is to help potential small businesses in Wyoming get off the ground, which means we're here to help you. It's free and confidential, so let's talk. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. Find out more at impact307.org, click on the locations tab, and you'll find me on the Fremont County page.
Whenever we make choices and decisions, no matter how old or young, Those choices and decisions bring about consequences, so we are constantly implementing choices and decisions as our lives unfold. When a situation comes up, we are either saying yes or we are saying no. From that yes or no choice, an action occurs, and the natural laws allows us to experience the consequences of our choices and decision. White Buffalo Youth Prevention encourages you to make positive choices, which will lead to positive consequences.
335-3060.
Now is the time. Hi, this is Jeff McMenemy, CEO of Teton Therapy. If you're in pain, make today the day you call Teton Therapy for a free 30-minute consultation. Our expert physical and occupational therapists can help you resolve the pain that may be affecting your life now, so your tomorrow is pain-free. Call us now at 857-7074 or find us on the web at tetontherapypc.com.
All right, we are back. Thanks again to our guest today, Ms. Ari Camille from the LCCA. That's the Landair Community Concerts Association. They're going to be putting on a production of, or they're helping facilitate a production of The Great Gatsby that's going to be going on next Tuesday at LVHS. Doors open at 6. Go to their website for ticket information, or you can buy tickets at the door. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up here after a couple quick bits of local news here. A big shout out real quick to Gannett Peak Kid of the Week, Cash Hammond. Congratulations, Cash. He's a third grade student, is recognized as this week's Gannett Peak Kid of the Week. Cash works hard every single day and has made tremendous growth both reading and math. He is a wonderful friend to everyone and always has a big smile to share. Way to go, Cash. Also, shout out to another local person here. Local Poetry Out Loud state champion was celebrated on Monday. Poetry Out Loud state champion Bailey Vargas was celebrated Monday afternoon at Foundations for Nations in Riverton with friends, family, and Amara Faring from the Wyoming Arts Council in attendance. During the event, Bailey recited a poem that can be heard in this article at county10.com. Go to County 10 and look for Local Poetry Out Loud state champion celebrated Monday, and you can listen to the entire poem. Bailey shared that she became interested in poetry when she was in middle school, noting that she already had a love for literature, and so it didn't take long for her to find poetry. She's an amazing, an aspiring author, and has plans to attend Cherist Bible College after graduating, and this is her third year competing in the POL, and she shared the following advice to participants. Put your heart into each and every poem that you recite. Choose poems that mean something to you, poems that bring a tear to your eye, poems that cause your pulse to quicken with excitement, poems that make you think long and hard about what matters, and have fun. Never forget that you are amazing and that you are doing something incredible, and if those words don't inspire you to get out and write a poem, I don't know what will. Big shout out to you, Bailey. That's awesome. And one last thing here, two Wyoming residents are in custody following a Wyoming Highway Patrol pursuit on Tuesday. The pursuit started shortly after 4:32 p.m. on Tuesday, March 15th, after Wyoming Highway Patrol troopers were notified of a vehicle headed south on I-25 with an occupant who had an active warrant for kidnapping, according to a release issued by the WHP. A WHP trooper located the car on U.S. 26 west of Guernsey. The trooper attempted to stop the vehicle, but the driver failed to yield. The driver of the vehicle fled east into the town of Guernsey before changing directions to head west on Highway 27. While troopers pursued the vehicle west on Highway 26, the driver attempted to drive into pursuing units and oncoming traffic, and around milepost 5 on U.S. 26, a collision occurred between the suspect vehicle and a WHP vehicle. The crash disabled the suspect's vehicle. The occupants of the car fled on foot towards an adjacent farmhouse. Law enforcement chased the suspects toward the farmhouse but could not apprehend them before they gained access to a truck, at which point they eluded law enforcement in the truck through adjacent fields, driving off-road and out of sight. A perimeter was established in the area to locate the truck. A little after 7 p.m., law enforcement located the vehicle abandoned in a ravine. The occupants were observed fleeing on foot towards Gray Rocks Road, and due to the adverse road conditions, local agencies provided off-road vehicles to help search the area for the suspects. And around 10 p.m., a suspect was located near the creek, hiding under tumbleweeds and taken into custody. The second suspect was found Wednesday morning near the Basin Electric Power Coop north of Wheatland and was taken into custody without further incident. The occupants have been identified as 26-year-old Joshua Taylor and 25-year-old Jerome Ballinger. Taylor was booked into the Platte County Detention Center on the active felony warrant, and charges are pending on Ballinger. So shout out for WHP and all of the law enforcement agencies that helped detain them. We are going to go ahead and wrap things up for today, though. Appreciate all of our listeners and our guest, Ari Camille, as well. And shout out to our sponsors, the Lander Chamber, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, Sage West, White Buffalo Recovery Center, Palace Pharmacy, Impact 307, and the Lore Foundation. We couldn't do what we do without you all, and appreciate everything you do for the community as well. Have a great weekend, Fremont County, and stay tuned for Native American Calling coming up here in just a few minutes. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll be back at it on Monday.